You're listening to MLB.com Extras, brought to you by MLB.tv. It's baseball everywhere.
We're talking Mariners baseball today on this Thursday, November 2nd, day one of the offseason. It was a long time coming as we're talking today with Greg Johns, our M's reporter for MLB.com. Greg, we thank you for the time, and what we're doing today is, again, it's never too soon to look ahead to the 2018 season, now that 2017 is officially in the books with the Astros as the champions of baseball. Before we kind of break down the Mariners' prospects for 2018, want to get your thoughts on Game 7. It was a rather anticlimactic, given how crazy the first six games of the series were, but the Astros, you know, kudos to them. 100-plus wins in the regular season. They win two Game 7s in this playoff, this 2017 playoffs, to get that World Championship. And just kind of give us your thoughts on Game 7 and about the Astros as baseball's champs.
Yeah, I mean, I guess it was kind of nice just from an AL West aspect to see a team from the division win the World Series. It's been since 2002 when the Angels won it that an AL West team had got it. So congrats to the Astros. And I think Seattle saw full well what Houston had. I look back to the start of our season that opened in Houston and played them two series in the first three series were against the Astros, and Seattle went 2-5 out of that against them in the first 10 games, kind of set the tone maybe for both teams looking back. And at the time, you thought, man, Mariners really struggling out of the gate here, but looking back, they're just playing a really, really good team, and Houston took that thing wire to wire. And we saw it full well. So yeah, it's fun to see the Astros, and looking back at how they put things together and really built from those three years when they were losing 106 plus games to kind of taking what they built from that and making it work. So they had a plan, they made it work, and kudos to them.
Yeah, absolutely. They did it the right way. Not that there's a wrong way, but you know they built through their farm system. They got some very key veterans in some spots that they needed shoring up, and it was a great mix of youth and veteran leadership, and they are the champions of baseball here on this second day of November. And a great point by you, which I think goes a little bit overlooked, the first AL West World Champion in 15 years. That's a long time when you're talking divisional baseball. The 2002 Halos, the last team to pull it off. So again, congratulations to the Astros, the champs of baseball, and the Mariners would love to take their place, or at least begin to, as we look ahead to the 2018 season. So Greg, when you look at the M's right now, what would you assess is their biggest area of need, and how do you think they go about filling that need? Do you envision a trade, maybe a big free agent splash, or maybe a guy from the minors that's ready to maybe step up and contribute?
Yeah, Matt, when I look at this club, I think it's pretty clear that first base is the one spot that they really got to go fill. And they free agency the day seven Mariners became free agents after the end of the World Series there, with Danny Valencia and Yonder Alonso, two of those guys that were handling first base. And they got to replace those. Maybe that Yonder Alonso is the answer if they can bring him back. There's, I talked to Yonder at the end of the year. He's very interested in coming back. Seattle really liked the city, the club, and felt great here, and felt he could really be a part of things going forward. So that's certainly a potential. But it is a spot that free agency, I think, is going to be the answer. As big a trader as Jerry DePoto is, first base just looks like a spot prime for a free agent this year, given that it's a pretty open group, pretty good group of veterans out there on the market, including Alonso, from anywhere from, Eric Hosmer at the high end. I think he's probably his price ticket will probably be higher than the Mariners. He's probably looking at a long-term, $150, $200 million type deal. I don't think they're looking to that kind of spending, but you've got Carlos Santana a little on the next edge. It would be a great pickup if you could get him, or maybe more of the Mitch Moreland, Lucas Duda, Logan Morrison types, along with Yonder. Those are the guys that are out there, and I think one of those guys is probably going to end up in Seattle, and it remains to be seen which one. Looking down the pipeline, Daniel Vogelbach, the kid they picked up 2 years ago from the Cubs, he's had chances and really hasn't grasped it. He'll come to spring training, get another chance, and if he can step up, they certainly would love to see that, but I don't think they go into the year counting on him to be that guy. And they just drafted Evan White out of Kentucky, their first-round pick here last year, and he's a couple years away. So I think they look to free agency to kind of fill that spot. It's a couple-year gap, at least, to where they can turn it over to a Vogelbach or White when they're ready. So, yeah, I think that's the spot that really be key this offseason.
Yeah, you brought up a lot of intriguing options at first base for a lot of clubs in the market for a first baseman this offseason. As you said, Eric Hosmer is going to be the big money guy of that group, but a lot of options beneath Hosmer, so to speak, that could be good fits for the Mariners and many other teams around baseball for the 2017 offseason. Greg, on the other side of the coin, you look up and down this roster. What do you feel right now is the biggest team strength?
Yeah, I would look numerically, especially, I think the bullpen, they're really, really set there and could use that as an area if they want to make some moves. As you talk about DePoto, a guy that does like to make trades, I think he has some depth there. I would expect him to bring in another. You always look for bullpen arms, but I think he can use some depth there if he needs to make some moves. Edwin Diaz pretty firmly set as that young closer that they can build around. But they've got a lot of veterans, that set him up. Between David Phelps is coming back. He'll be healthy here going into next spring. Nick Vincent, they got had a tremendous year this year for them. Tony Zick's guy should come back healthy. And then you got your Mark Zabchinski and James Pazos were excellent lefties that they got. Emilio Pagan, young kid that came up, probably one of the brighter spots for them, that turned into an excellent long reliever. And they just got a lot of, I could throw out names all day. Dan Altavilla and Shea Simmons, some hard throwers that they're bringing up. So they've really got, I think it's, I sit here and look at going into spring training, that they're just going to be more guys there. You're looking at seven spots, and I probably just named off, 8, 9, 10. And that's as we sit, without even adding anybody. So that's going to either be a tremendous competition or a place that they can use to get some depth in trade. So, I look at bullpen, pretty well set there.
And, Greg, transitioning to why don't you give me two guys, one guy that could maybe regress a little bit in 2018 after perhaps overperforming here in 2017, and then on the flip side, a guy that maybe had a down year in 2017 and is poised to bounce back in 2018. Who are two guys that fit into those categories?
Regression is an interesting thing. I wouldn't say that he overperformed, but I think if you look realistically, Matt, at some point, Nelson Cruz is not going to hit 40 homers and 120 RBIs. He's, 37, be 38 here midseason. Tough to count on a guy, getting into his upper 30s to be that big a bat for you, although Cruz has been a guy who's certainly been able to do it, and I wouldn't count him out, but I think if you had to look at a guy that maybe realistically you can't keep expecting to put up the numbers he had, I think Cruz probably could be that guy. Breaking out the other direction, it's interesting. I would look at guys who really were kind of breakouts last year, James Paxton, Mitch Haniger, guys that kind of broke out but weren't healthy the whole year. I think if they can stay healthy, they would be that big breakout guy. But if you want to kind of an under-radar guy, that would be a complete breakout guy. Guillermo Heredia is a guy that I think could really step forward. He was working with a dislocated shoulder a lot of last season. Hit very well early in the year and then played through that shoulder injury and had surgery on it at the end of the year. He's a young kid out of Cuba that really, really has took a step forward last year. I think if he can be healthy and take another step forward, I think he could be a pretty big surprise, both offensively and defensively. I think he may be the Mariners' best defensive outfield, and they got some pretty good ones out there. He's tremendous with a glove and a very good arm. So I think Guillermo Heredia is a guy that I could look for some big things from next year.
And it's funny you mentioned with Nelly Cruz, it's, at some point, Father Time is undefeated, as the saying goes, but maybe we say the same thing about Adrian Beltre year after year, and he proves to be ageless, and maybe, maybe Cruz is on that same trajectory as, Adrian Beltre with Texas, but, so far so good. And until he shows otherwise, Nelson Cruz, a guy that you can count on to put up the home run and RBI numbers. We'll see if 2018 remains the same. Greg, as we begin to come down the home stretch here, give me a guy that is a big question mark for this team with regards to injuries or just health concerns overall.
I guess the name that leaps to mind there would be Felix Hernandez. It was a big question last year, this past season, and certainly that, as it turned out, it was probably the kind of the key to the season, him not being healthy such a big chunk of the year, almost 4 months that he missed, and Felix not getting any younger. It's still 2 years left on that big contract that's paying him $27 million a year. So if Felix can be healthy and even pretty good Felix, you know, in the middle of that rotation, that would be a huge help. If he's not, you know, then you're looking at, you got to fill another spot in the rotation. So yeah, when it comes to health, I think you put Felix at the top.
Yeah, that's going to be a guy that a lot of eyeballs are going to be on for 2018 to see if he can maybe not be the Felix of old, but something similar to what we're used to seeing from him, because the past year, even 2 years, has not been real Felix-esque. So maybe, hopefully, he gets back to his normal self in 2018. And to wrap up here, Greg, I think any team in the majors, you can put them into one of five spots. You've got your clear rebuilding teams. You've got your non-contending teams. Then a bit up the ladder more, teams contending for wild cards, teams contending for division titles, and then ultimately teams contending for world titles. Of those five, where do the Mariners best fit right now?
I think realistically, playoff contender. It's hard to say that with the Astros sitting up there, as we talked about, Mariners got a lot of ground to make up there to catch the Astros, and not to say it can't be done because a lot of things can happen, but I think realistically you've got to say first you got to make the playoffs, and this is the team that hasn't been since 2001. They will say it over and over until they get out of it, the longest playoff drought in the major leagues right now. You know, they've got to get in the pool before they can take that swim, and once you get in, you never know what happens. So hey, you get in the playoffs, and then you become a World Series contender, because if you're good enough to get in, you can get hot at the right time. So I think this team definitely has, you know, the players to do it. They have the talent. I think they did last year, and things just didn't work out health wise. I think it'd be interesting to see what DePoto does to add to that group this off season. With the right additions and some better luck health wise and things and some points of emphasis they're going to make defensively and base running that they know they need to get better at. I certainly think this is a playoff contender. And like I say, once you get in there, you see what you can do. So that's certainly their goal. It was last year, and they came up short. They bumped into some things that they feel cost them, and so we'll see what you can do. As they say, it's a new year when you get out there in spring, so I think the spring training will be interesting as ever for this group. A lot of a real good veteran core that I think you can certainly build in, and we'll see what DePoto does to add to that this offseason.
Yeah, wipe the slate clean, just get into the postseason, roll the dice, and hey, you never know. That's the beauty of the baseball playoffs for sure. Greg Johns, our M's reporter, thank you so much for the time. We'll do it again next week. In the meantime, Matt Wehmeyer signing off for MLB.com Extras, Seattle Mariners.